I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. That's the voice of Cheryl Gamble Clemons, better known as Coco. If you were of the age to wear bright colored jeans from Tellos or parachute pants, you heard her in the 90s band SWV or Sisters with Voices. They had hits like I'm So Into You, which we just heard, before breaking up in 1998. But now Coco is back with a gospel-based CD called Grateful. Hi, Coco.
Hi.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you know, I was a huge fan of SWV. You guys were amazing. And I understand that you were friends before SWV and you're friends now. So why did you split up?
We had technical difficulties. That's why we split up.
What does that mean?
I don't like to get into it because it's irrelevant right now. We just went through some things. But I'm so happy to say that today we are back together and loving each other more than ever.
Now, I'm a reporter. You know I have to ask these things. Does technical difficulties mean she got too much airtime? She got too much money? She wanted to spend not enough time on the road?
Maybe. It's all of that. you know, when you're in a girl group, there's always some kind of issues there. She's singing too much. People are always going to have their favorites, who they think is the prettiest, who they think can sing the best. So all of that, you know, has something to do with the breakup.
You know, I'm out here in L.A., and I didn't get a chance to see you guys, but you performed in L.A. on a big bill of favorites, and I heard that you just were amazing. So you obviously are friends enough to get together and sing together sometimes. But want to ask you, back during the time when you were originally together, I understand that there were some issues about industry preferences, about what people should look like. Tell me what happened there.
Oh, definitely. When we first came into the industry, I was told that because there were two dark-skinned girls in the group, they didn't think that was like the epitome of a good girl group. So, you know, it took us a little longer. It didn't take us that long, but there was a little issue there with the two dark-skinned girls being in the group, you know. So, but we got through it.
Does it make you angry or sad that we're still dealing with this kind of skin color issue today?
It makes me angry and sad. You know, you can be light, dark, whatever, still be beautiful. You know, why do we have to dwell on a certain color? You know, talent is talent. Let's get past that.
So let's move forward from SWV. So after the group, you did a secular solo project that did well. Now you've moved on to gospel. Why did you make that choice?
This is something that I've always wanted to do from the beginning of SWV. Before I started singing with the girls, I was singing in a popular choir with Hezekiah Walker. So, you know, I was always doing gospel. I knew that one day I would come back to it, and the timing was just right. You know, everything fell into place for me to do this gospel record. So I knew the time was now.
There are a lot of artists. We just recently talked to Kelly Rowland, who put out a gospel single. There are a lot of artists who have had a history in secular music that are crossing over into gospel or putting out, you know, songs, albums. Why do you think that that's happening at this moment in time?
You know, we just need some more positive music out right now. And I know for me, I wanted to be a part of that. A lot of the, I guess, R&B music that's out right now is just really not talking about much. So, and then, you know, people are just thankful and grateful for everything that God has done for them and that's doing for them. As for me, I'm still here, so I'm just grateful for that.
Now, you have an amazing SWV song, I'm So Into You, that was just, it's just like so fun. It really reminds me of a fun time in life, you know. And now you're married, you're a mother. Do you ever look back on some of the things that you sang and say, oh, gee, you know, that was the old me and this is the new me? Or is your progression into gospel different on a different level?
Oh, definitely. There are things that I've recorded in the past that I don't even sing now in my show. You know, we don't do downtown. We don't do Cameron. You know, there are songs that I won't sing anymore because that was the old me. And, you know, things that I used to do, I don't even do them no more. So no need to sing about them.
Are you embarrassed by the old you, or you just say that was me then? And
I'm not embarrassed by anything. Mm-mm. That's just a stepping stone for me to get to where I am today.
What's been your favorite part of being a musician, whether it's with your gospel album, your secular solo album, being with SWV? What moment comes to mind for something that you just really thought was amazing?
I guess just having certain people that you look up to just acknowledge you, that they even know you and respect you. You know, I've met Patti LaBelle. That's somebody that I've admired for many years, and to know that she loves my music as well, you know, that feels really good to me.
And what's your favorite track off of your new album?
I would have to say Grateful. That's my all-time favorite of the album. Talks about being grateful for what you have. There's always someone that's doing worse off than you, and you know, I'm just grateful that I'm still here and I'm able to sing, just get out there and do my thing. So that's why this song was really like really good to me when I heard it. You've been waiting on somebody to love you, praying for somebody to kiss and hug.
What's ahead for Coco?
You know, working on that label. I would love to do Broadway, but I'm working on my own label right now. And just, I'm also working on my own candle line as well. And of course, I'm going to keep on singing.
All right. Well, Coco, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Coco's gospel CD, Grateful, is in stores now.